Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
This guy out of Tim Burchett out of Tennessee, he says UFOs are going to turn the earth to charcoal.
He wishes, because you know what? Charcoal, reliable fuel.
Propane, you know, and propane accessories.
So I was in Atlanta this weekend, had a great time. I'm still sort of processing the salts.
Oh, yeah, right? You had a lot of meats. I was in San Diego.
San Diego. And so I remember I met Puppy Songs guy.
Cheese Tax.
So what's up, Puppy Songs? Love it.
Puppy Songs.
Help this man.
Cheese taxation without representation is theft.
My thing is, I want to represent him as an entertainment manager. But you know who I also want to represent, who I saw this morning?
Who?
This guy. Lightning in a tunic. I don't know. I think it's a term.
Okay, lightning in a tunic.
I saw a guy legless, armless.
Oh.
Guess what he's the champion of? Cornhole champion of the United States of America.
I've seen it. Yeah, I saw him.
Man, I watched that man today because I cannot believe.
Well, that was a rerun. I watched it live yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
The accuracy of the elbows. And then I just think about
he crushed that other dude.
That was crazy.
Yep.
Number
it was awesome.
One, his little hop, he used the elbows.
Yep.
He flips it up.
Whoop.
And I'm talking about holes in ones. He makes Tiger look weak.
Well, absolutely.
And you know he's getting that tram. He's getting that cornhole fucking nut.
Well, whoever that man is, he's hero of the week. I'm just going to say it right now.
He must be.
Also, when he was born, they stated a 3% chance of living, and he is 100% a champion when it comes to cornhole.
I couldn't believe it. I was watching him do this thing, and the whole, I felt like Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah.
Right, watching him out, and I was like, I will make that man the most famous cornhole on the sides of the planet.
Get on it, buddy.
I will make him a snowman.
I love
it. I'm a snowman.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
Tom Hanks.
Wait, why?
Here he goes again, doing Colonel Tom Parker. Underrated performance. Yeah, hot topic.
Wait,
coming out the gate.
What is it?
I thought
what
that
was,
his
what
Tom
movie was
Parker.
It? What? Who? What? Wait, when? What? Who is Tom Parker?
Elvis. His manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
Okay, Colonel Tom Parker.
Elvis, I can't help but see that your lip is curled.
Oh, that's a great impression.
I loved him in that. You know what I also got a chance to see?
What?
The fucking whale.
Oh, did you like it?
It was a fat person minstrel show. There's like a section where he's mad. Everyone, you know, he's sad, obviously. He's all sad. And then he does this thing where he's just like, can you give me what I need? And the woman goes, all right. And she pulls out a bucket of fried chicken and hands it to him. And he just goes, hong, hong. Like, you remember Ren and Stimpy and Ren when he's eating the bar of soap in the Space Madness episode? So just him a fool.
Aww.
And I was like, listen, man.
Hey, you tell me that's not real life, buddy.
We've
seen the shows.
I feel that at least I think some people, no matter what you are, do continue to eat fried chicken like a normal human being. They're not eating fried chicken.
No, they're pro.
Like he just, yeah, because how you get all the meat off? Fork and knife.
No,
yeah.
You got to use your hands
and
your teeth.
Fork and knife first round, then hands and teeth.
Well, so
that's
you,
how I do. So then you suck it down and bow.
You felt offended. You felt offended as someone who has consumed chicken that way, he's as if he was there. Sort of, it was just.
Could you believe my boyfriend died?
And he's wearing fat face,
could
huh?
Could you even believe?
And then he's just fucking chomping on that fried chicken. It's not fair, man.
No, it's not. He won a fucking Oscar.
Didn't
he win an Oscar?
I feel like they should have given $100 to every person that's over 500 pounds.
I agree
with that.
Just
to apologize for that movie getting made.
Oh,
I feel like
come
they should
on.
Go and they should just go and give that just give that money to somebody else.
Well,
boil
do you
down the Oscar, give out the gold to,
well, you know, you
to
buy
help
the
replace
Oscar.
Their teeth.
Yeah, that's true. But do you recall when it comes to large representation, there was a character named Fat Bastard.
Oh, yes.
And many people were upset by it, but it was pre-internet, so we just got to laugh at how much he shat.
But the thing about Fat Bastard is that he did talk about, actually fairly successfully, the cycle of pain involving binge eating that I actually think was more effective. I say that the Fat Bastard character, wow, a lot of hot takes up top. A
lot of hot takes.
The Fat Bastard Ooh. Character did more for bigger people than the whale ever will.
Get in my belly. And you know what else?
Because in the end, it's been not just about getting my, it's, yes, he's saying get in my belly, and he's doing it in a way that's funny, but really he's
he
talking
funny.
About he
Scottish.
Wants friend, he's looking for friendship.
Yes, you know
and
what?
And fellowship.
You know what lives in my brain rent-free? Ravioli? Holy cannoli. That's Chris Farley.
Yes.
All right, well, speaking of people that were full, Sharon Tate was full. She was pregnant
Jesus
when Leslie Van Houten and her crew
Christ.
Of people decided to go gut her. So now Leslie Van Houten, she's 73, and they say she's just a grandma?
Well, she's
a grandma.
She's been sick.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Let me just, she's been now released. Governor Gavin Newsom. He let her slip through his greasy fingers.
He did his Fox News voice.
And now she is on the streets. But once again, the family of the Tate family.
Everyone's upset.
Is very upset. But what do you think? Because this is, I'm actually going to say this. This is a toss-up question.
It is.
Should Leslie Van Houten be on the streets or should she die in prison because of what she did to those people who never had a chance to grow old?
We're talking about it as a nation.
As a nation.
And so I wonder, because Marcus pointed me towards John Waters. He wrote an essay about Leslie Van Houten because they became friends. And he kind of got the story from her in a way that does seem vaguely reasonable. She was there. She did mutilate one of the dead bodies.
But just one.
You know.
Okay. How many have you mutilated?
May do I see it into a microphone?
Ravioli. Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli. Get in my belly.
You can't just quote Fat Bastard and Chris Farley on the stand,
That's
sir.
That's all I have, sir. That's all I am, Your Honor.
It would work.
It would. Especially then it just turns out it's because you had a head injury. You only speak in an Austin Powers / mid-90s comedy soundboard.
What a nightmare. You got a tumor and you come out and you just sound like.
What do you think
you
is
going to
happen?
You sound like Austin Powers.
You don't think that that's not going to be what my fucking tumor is like when I finally have dementia. It's just me going to be like, my books smell like mahogany. You know what I mean? Like fucking garbage. I'm just going to do Anchorman quotes. Is that you know I'm gone? But Leslie Van Houten was a part of. She was not on the more extreme side of the other two women. The other two women did do more of the actual. Like a bit of the ultra violence than she did.
Yes, the other women, I believe, were the ones who spelled Heelter wrong and bathed in the blood of, again, Sharon and Leno LaBianca, who was a forgotten person in this.
Oh, yes. And so these guys are, it's hard to say. She's very, very old. She's very sick.
Is she very sick? Because I saw her. She looked pretty fucking fine to me. Is she not pulling the Harvey Weinstein thing where every time you saw him, he had tennis balls, more tennis balls on his fucking walker?
Again,
and he's like,
he just knew so many actors. And so he just wanted to get in the game.
I feel like
he
she
was
might be.
Like, because once you see Harvey Weinstein, because he eats fried chicken like that.
Oh, of course.
If you're
going to
find one person.
I mean,
but Leslie Van Houten, I think. For what she did, because she came up for parole, I think it's 4 times. So she was granted parole many, many times, but Gavin Newsom in the very end, he ixed it. He said, no, we'll put you back
in
jail.
Well, many governors in the past have said no because the Tate family shows up every single parole hearing.
To remind them.
Once again, and they're like, this is Sharon. This is the life that she took. Or at the very least, aided and abetted.
I believe that jail on some level should, yes, on one level, it should be for punishment. On another level, there should be a form of rehab involved. She's 73 years old. She's become an activist for other prisoners. If she can come out and live a life that is helpful and is useful to society, that'd be much better than for us to be spending taxpayer money for her to be sitting in jail. But I don't know. My thing is,
well,
I think
it's not like we're getting a rebate when she got out.
No, but the best joke I think in the universe could provide is if she just immediately kills again. If that happens, then we can all be like, oh,
yikes.
But I think that the most she's going to do is give you a 1-star review on Yelp.
She's not allowed to give any 1-star reviews ever again. Everything is better than prison food. She better give 6 out of 5.
She's old as hell.
1969 was the year. Yes. Los Angeles grocer Leno LaBianca and his wife Rosemary, when she murdered them when she was then 19, she has served 53 years behind bars.
She's going to be completely controlled. She is in the hands of the people that she has been working with. I think that I don't think she's going to do more crime. I think that she's out of the crime business.
Yeah, most and likely,
we'll
to
see
be
what
fair.
Happens.
We don't know.
I am trying to soften on some level, depending on what's going on, because I know that there are people that like they've learned their lesson. How do we move on as a country besides constantly punishing people 24/7? How do we grow? Like, I think it's a part of it. It's like we should be able to have some form of mercy in a way if we can, because she's going to be watched like a fucking hawk.
Well,
it's not like she's going to be immediately, you know,
well, by like TMZ, she's going to be watched.
Yes, but look at Carla Homolka. Carla Homolka is someone that I do believe Homolka deserves to be in jail, and she's free. So I actually would prefer Carla Homolka to be in jail because of the extent of crimes and the amount of crimes that she did and how deeply involved she was, especially with the incest and all the other shit. We're like, this is it is up for debate.
But we're not discussing other people here. Van Houten did testify to stabbing Rosemary over a dozen times as Patricia Kerwinkle, which is a far too cute of a name to commit murder. Kerwinkle. It just sounds like she should work at a grocery store and she only sells fun food. So she held down the victim.
You can be a murderer with a cute name.
You can be.
Pee-wee Gaskets.
That's one of the cutest. It is one of the cutest. So apparently Kerwinkle held the victim down well. Van Houten, now 73 years old, stabbed her at least a dozen times.
You
but now the real
that
person here.
You should really read that essay that John Rotters wrote.
I will.
It's really interesting. It really
I love
does.
Some John
because
Rotters.
I was against it, truly. I was against her getting out at all because I think it's symbolic. It's about like keeping the last member of the Manson family in jail. But at the same time, when I read it and I got more of a human side to her, let's give her a shot. Let's see what she's going to do.
Well, even worse.
She can't be worse than AI. You know what I mean? For
society.
Well,
that's true. Well, we'll see what kind of acting work she gets. She might actually be in a John Waters feature film.
If she's on Dancing with the Stars, I'm going to be mad.
She will.
She's
a
Masked Singer.
Yeah, Masked Singer. I could see her on Masked.
Yeah,
it's Leslie Van Houten. And then everyone would be like, whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
So anyway, Tex Watson was also there. Obviously, Tex is really, in my opinion, the Manson true cult leader of the entire thing.
He's the actual psychopath.
I almost think we should do a whole episode just on Tex fucking Watson.
We could redo it. But I would love to find out what happened after the fact and kind of what his life's been like in jail. Because you hear all those, because I know that, Richard Ramirez was, quote unquote, collecting acolytes from jail. We know that now. John Wayne Gacy was getting help from outside of jail. So who knows? He probably had a whole section of people, because they say that.
He does.
That the family is still alive.
Ugh. So Tex ended up stabbing Rosemary 12 times in the back. And then to make the whole thing worse, and this is why I think it should have been brought up at her parole hearing, after the murders, Van Houten changed her clothes, went to the couple's fridge, drank their chocolate milk.
That's the
you're
worst
gonna
crime.
Fucking kill me, you're and then you're gonna that. Drink my chocolate milk.
That's my chocolate milk.
God well, dang!
I think technically, though, if you are murdered, your chocolate milk goes to your murderer.
Oh,
unfortunately,
you better because this is 1969 chocolate milk.
To the
that's real chocolate.
To the victor goes the spoil.
I suppose so. So anyway, there you go, Van Houten. She's out on the streets. Watch out. Grab your purse if you're an old man out there and you're looking for a still relatively attractive 73-year-old woman, then there you go. She was 19
good.
When she committed the crimes.
So. Yeah. I honestly.
I mean, they all looked good. That was kind of the thing.
My call, she's going to be dead by the end of the year.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she's going to be dead by the end of the year. But again, I'm not wishing her ill. But I think she's not going to live. I think she's going to die.
You think so?
Oh, yes. I think she's very sick. I think she's going to die.
I'm neutral on the whole thing.
And we have a couple of other little updates. Number one, yes, murder is a horrible crime. But you know what I also think is one of the other, truly, which we've covered many times on last podcast and left, one of the worst crimes of all is rapping without rhythm. Because rapping has got to be, I mean, it's difficult. For a while, I maligned rapping because I thought it was fast talking. But now I understand that it's like.
Some of it is.
It's layers. It's certain guys. You know, like, it's guys who figure out and they make words sound cool. You know
well,
I mean?
Interestingly enough, we should actually cover this in depth, but the U.S. penal system, the prisons, the private prisons, Core Civic, GEO Group, they own the rap industry. They own the music industry, which is really a bizarre, bizarre situation.
He showed just how much their money travels. It's very interesting.
Oftentimes directing the lyrics to be what they are in order to fill the prison so that they can make their money. Be very careful. Do not be hoodwinked by these corporations.
But that's why I'm glad Leslie Van Outen is out. That's why I'm glad she's out. Because
you think she's going to start rapping?
Who knows? I think she could do fills.
What if it's just her and Casey Anthony just hanging out?
I mean, again,
Madonna and Amy Schumer hang out.
Think about my roster. What will my roster will be? The Puppy Songs guy. The guy from the cornhole champion. It's gonna be
him.
I'm going to bring both of them onto the team. And then again, that's how I'm putting together. That's my dance crew. For you, you think you can dance.
Okay, but the cornhole guy is a corn. He's a corn guy.
He spins.
Okay.
You don't think you can't put that guy in his head, he can spin like the guys. Remember the show Roundhouse from Nickelodeon?
No.
They spin on the top of their heads.
Oh, kind of fun.
Yeah. That can be fun, right?
Yeah.
But again, rap, it's delicate. It's difficult.
It is difficult.
Now, this young man, we don't know if he's guilty of the crimes he's accused of, but we can say that he is certainly guilty of being extremely bad at hip-hop.
God, the Koberger fucking situation. The way the media is covering this is nauseating.
I'm staying neutral until the trial. All right, look how brave I am. Look how incredible I am. Okay, I am just this far forward. I'm a regular Gwyneth Paltrow. You could tell by my navel and my breast size. Right?
Oh, wow. Well, Gwyneth, I think actually.
Do you know we have the same breast size?
I mean, I've seen him in Shakespeare in Love, and I'll see him again.
And you see him right in front of you.
I love it.
It's the same set.
Yes.
Now, Brian Koberger, again, we don't know. He will be innocent until the day he is.
You know what? He is guilty.
Innocent until that day.
I don't even care about the crimes anymore. He's just guilty of being a fucking tool.
Well,
he's a douche. You can just see the douchiness. You can see the snarkiness.
For those of you that, again, that are lost, Brian Koberger is currently accused of the murder of four young people in Moscow, Idaho. And who knows what's going to happen here. But again, if the crime was simply against music, I say put this man in the chair, because you hear is a little bit of his rap.
Please
people
play
decided
it.
To release.
Oh, God.
Always the same thing that disrupts my life. Wonder when I'll change. I guess when the time is right, procrastinating minds are ready to change would be a fight. So I'm pacifist, like I'm afraid to get a bloody fist.
Paul Bernardo.
My mind is pissed and I keep running. Why is this
child? When I hit it,
always
reason
stunning.
Bernardo.
Always gentle giant, no defiance, all building alliance and still
damn,
think that I am
Gina?
Present. I'm stuck in the future, but I'm never looking at the front.
I wish I could unzip my
keep
white
up,
skin
act
and
like
just be anything
all
else.
That. Here's a cookie
wow,
cue and a
that?
Present.
Bye, Felicia.
Led from a desert eagle, eagles going louder than my motherfucking beagle. And you're like, you get no sequel.
There was not one rhyme
you
so
love
far.
Once crime,
no,
like
it's
some sequels.
Sliding.
You are not my
it's
equal.
Sliding.
You are eagle, but I'm people. And now I'm going regal.
Oh, that was almost a rhyme.
With us.
He just said regal twice. I think he said eagle and then regal.
Well, that is a rhyme, technically. So
that's
the single
the
worst
rap
thing.
He could get out. But then,
the man is guilty. I don't care. I actually don't care. He's guilty.
We'll see.
And I can't. This is what we talk about all the time. It's just the mediocrity of these motherfuckers that is so much scarier. Is he a super genius? No, that's him.
We'll see.
That's how intelligent he is.
We'll
and he
see.
Took four lives of people who could have actually done something.
We'll find out if he ends up being acquitted.
He's
he
not-
might see his name up in lights. The Koberger Man. They call me DJ Koberger Man.
Koberger. Oh, yeah, that'll
be
great.
Yeah, they're going to love him. Don't worry. You're going to love him and Drake, they're going to be hanging out
that's
wearing
possible.
Soft pants. You know what I mean? They're all going to go to UFC together with Guy Fieri and Donald Trump. They're all going to hang out. They're all going to mix around. Hey, don't worry. That crew is going to be lit.
Dude, the who's who at
that?
The UFC event that last week in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My favorite celebrity was there, Rey Mysterio Jr.
Live from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met. Of any person. It's Shaq Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Well, you know what's going to happen? It's actually going to be for Koberger. He's going to live a life much more like Larry Nassar is living right now.
Larry Nassar. Now this, finally, it's nice for him to get a poke.
This is, we never went into detail on Larry Nassar.
No, because it's not, I don't know how we would make his crimes remotely palatable with humor.
And it was so systemic. I believe it was the head of Michigan State.
Let me look at this. So Larry Nassar's, I believe his, because he was a doctor, correct?
He was a doctor and he worked with the U.S. gymnastics team and he molested, raped, probably hundreds of young girls.
It is nice that they do lead that he's a serial child molester and rapist when in his Wikipedia. I'm glad it doesn't start with the coach.
Please. Yeah, he was a doctor.
He was the team doctor for the United States Women's National Gymnastics team. He led a systematic series of child molestations his guise with these various girls. They were all under his care and he just got stabbed in fucking jail.
So he got stabbed a bunch of times.
Do you know why he got stabbed?
I would assume he was rude. Also, they referred to him as a chomo.
So this is the term. So this is what he did. If you want to ask why you get stabbed in jail, here is a direct, quick recipe. Larry Nassar was watching Wimbledon with a bunch of other prisoners in a common area, which is also kind of interesting in and of itself. Them watching tennis is very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a passive, almost peaceful sport.
It is. And he was watching it. And then he surmised, wouldn't it be fun if all of those of the women playing were little girls? And the man next to him.
Oh, my God. This guy, Shane.
Flipped out.
The dude that actually did the stabbing was a dude named Shane McMillan. He has priors for assaulting correction officers.
He stabbed another dude he stabbed another guy in prison 66 times. This guy did, you know.
It's not good. It is what it is.
But also at the same time, if you're going to stab anybody in jail, you could stab Larry Nassar. And how about next time, finish the job?
Well, I actually think Larry needs to stay alive so he can suffer for longer. So Shane McMillan, this is what he does. I mean, he kind of, you know, goes after people in prison. He's there for life.
It's his thing now. But I feel like he does it pointedly to not murder so that he doesn't get pinned for another murder. And then he just stays in jail.
I think he's going to stay in jail for a long time. So he swung the knife around 10 times. McMillan gashed Nassar in the neck, the chest, and the back. And then he probably sat there and bled out for a couple of minutes, maybe a half hour or so. Shift change happens. And next thing you know, Nassar has a collapsed lung. He's rushed to the hospital. And now they're going to send him, I think it was to Michigan, to a solitary confinement unit. So he's going to live.
Oh, yeah, he'll just be
buried alive.
Oh, yes, very much.
And
so.
Hopefully he has many years to just contemplate and live in hell.
I hope that he lives in fear and in a state of tension until his dying days.
Interestingly enough, McMillan, he was just there for meth. And then he was supposed to be released next week.
Yeah, no.
Or, I'm sorry, next year. But
no, he became a fucking, he really, he likes jail.
But you know what happened? He got another 5 years because he punched a CO.
Yes.
And then this.
He kind of sent him off.
The assault added 20 more years to his term.
Yes.
So anyway, he did the Lord's work in some ways, but also Larry Nassar and many of the victims say, keep him alive, let him suffer. But that piece of fucking shit. Living a horrible life, and rightfully so.
I just hope to live a life where I don't get stabbed in jail.
I don't want to get stabbed in jail. Well, honestly, like with Larry Lawton, a friend of mine, I'm going to say he's a friend, number one jewel thief in American history.
He's your friend?
Yeah, Larry. He went through a lot of the different things, and it is surprising. You have to be polite.
Oh, you
have to be polite.
Oh, yes. You have to think about what your actions do to others, very much so in
you
jail,
do.
Because it is a very layered environment.
Also, if you are in there for pedophilia, don't fucking mention it.
Just walk away.
Every time.
You better learn how to cook or cut hair or learn how to fucking, you better be pretty fucking useful. Because if not, they're going to fucking,
no.
They're going to shank you. Because I was talking about the idea of like, because a lot of shanks are not super long.
No.
Shanks are pretty short because you got to be able to hide them. So you don't have a real. So you could do a lot of damage in a short period of time, but just sure. enough to not kill somebody.
Absolutely. Well, now, there's many ways to make a shank.
How do you think someone would be treated in jail if they found out because that's the idea, right? They come, they pull your card, right? They come up to you and they go like, yep. What you in for, sucker? You know what I mean? You have to go like,
yeah, that's, you don't think that's racist
at
all.
Oh, there, sucker. And I go like, nah, I'm in here for making people laugh too much. And he's just like, oh, I see. Terminal jokeritis. Oh, I see how that is. And yeah. Like, and they'll just laugh and they'll embrace me.
I don't think that person that you're impersonating would be speaking with you.
Hey there, fool. What are you doing there, fool? And I'm like, oh, funny you mentioned a fool. And then like I pull like a flower from behind his ear and stuff. He'll love it.
Really fun stuff there. Absolutely. That's going to make, you're going to do great in prison.
I'm there for it. Here for it. Thank you.
Here for it.
But what do you think we'd do to so they found out that he was a serial fondler of people's feet while they're sleeping?
Hmm.
Like, what response does one
adults
have? Yeah.
I can't imagine it's the worst. I feel like you might demand that they massage your feet. You got to let us know, actually. Side stories.
LPOTL@gmail.com.
I'm not really sure on that one because it seems innocent enough, but I don't know the full story here. So did he break into people's homes? Were the feet in his mouth?
No, we'll see. We're finding out. Tell the police, because guess what? Breaking news, he's still out on the prowl.
Now, is Tahoe he really?
Police, they're on lookout for a prowler who fondles women's feet in hotel rooms. Now, he is taking the Lake Tahoe area by storm in a way that is causing everyone to feel a little toe-based fear. A prowler, he's breaking into these rooms, right? And people are arriving, and they're arriving to consciousness. They're waking up to a man sucking and fondling their feet.
I feel like we covered this story like 3 weeks ago.
There has been many of these stories.
The foot fetish is not a problem. You can find somebody to fulfill that. That's actually really very simple.
The guy we covered was the guy that was the hotel employee.
He was sucking on all the toes.
He was sucking on toes, but he was a man-on-man toe sucker. This is a man-on-woman toe fondler.
Okay.
So these toes are being fondled, and they said in both cases, according to investigators, the victims' rooms were on the ground floor, and it's suspected at this time that the suspect entered the rooms via the unsecured exterior screen door, so that's a thing to think about. And upon waking, the guests reported that the intruder left via the screen door, which they have no description of this man. There's no description out of this person. Again,
right.
I keep saying man because I'm pretty certain it's gonna be a bro. But someone's going in there and they're playing with feet.
And this takes place in San Francisco, and I will see you in San Francisco.
That's a great plug.
And you this know, Sunday.
And Kissel's so good. Whatever hotel he's in, he's always, that's what he calls himself. Some people say foot fondler. He's more of a rogue masseuse.
Yeah. Well, isn't that something? And the women would wake up around 4:30 in the morning, so this guy is up real late.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a really early commute to fondle feet.
He can just buy a bunch of fake feet and rub those if he wanted to. That might actually work, to be honest.
I think a lot of times they get the surprise factor. They like the fact that they're waking somebody up and they go like, whoa, and he's down there going like, yeah, sucking and licking on their feet.
Well, that's another story there. So we don't know. That person is out. He's a prowler. Watch your feet.
Watch your feet. Wear shoes while you sleep.
I guess you have to now.
I would if I was in Lake Tahoe.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, that's all I'd wear.
Gotta wear shoes when you sleep now.
But be naked the rest of it.
Well, he doesn't seem to care.
I know, but then you could see that's might turn him off.
Yeah.
If he sees a hard dick, he might leave.
Get your farts on and things of that nature and get him out of there.
If you're a man, paint your toenails. This is the one thing. And then he thinks it's a lady and then he's falling on the feet and then he looks up and it's a dude. And he's just like, oh, I'm not gay.
I think he likes any feet. Any foot will do.
He might.
I can't really. I mean, I'm sure that I would be tricked at looking at feet and be like, that's a woman's feet. Gives you hat feet. Pan up and it'll just be a big old dude.
I don't know. Can you tell? Look at my foot. Right?
Let's see.
Would you possibly think that this foot's...
Let me see it, actually. It's very tiny.
You think that's a woman's foot? You like that?
It's small. No, you I don't like... I'm not a foot person, so...
You think that's good? You'd look at this feet and be like, hey, they're beautiful. Hey there, you got a king. All right, you need a king at home because you're a queen.
I think you have fungus on your toe.
I'm in the process of fixing it. I got a cream on it.
Oh.
Yeah, the nail had to grow back.
There was a Tennessee soccer coach that was arrested
it's
after...
a rich man's problem.
Tennessee soccer coach was arrested after videos of underage boys being raped around his phone. So that's not good. This is Camelia Hurtado Campos.
See, that's great. Great story. Delete these.
So that's not good.
That's what I'd say. So I'd this say guy's give it a delete.
This you guy's know, a piece of shit. Don't. I mean, honestly, let everybody know. Let everyone know.
You know what? Honestly, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I'm glad it's good for evidence, but at the same time being like, don't show me.
Wow.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
63 years old.
Always.
Anyway, so that guy's a real
piece of
shit.
Maybe it's like schizophrenia pops up when you're 25. Do you think just being a pedophile shows up when you're like 45?
No, I think
like you just like wake up one day and go like, oh, I wish boobies were deflated.
No.
Right? Is that bad?
No, I think it's far more intense than that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, but hey, I'm not here for intensity.
Well, that's that story. They were unconscious. Oh, well, he'll have a nice time in prison as well. What's he in for? Watching the wrong kind of smut, that's for certain.
I feel like that's a way to frame it. I do want to talk a little bit, just kind of talk about the little bit of the case facts here, but a lot's going to be coming out in the next couple of days because this is super fucking weird, but it's very suspicious.
You want to talk UFOs?
No, I want to talk about the Rudy Farias case a little bit.
Oh, dude, this is crazy.
We're nowhere near finding out what in the living fuck is going on at the center of this story. But something is going to be revealed at some point that might explain what's going on. But right now, it is all over the place. Now, the facts are that a young man by the name of Rudy Farias was labeled as missing since March 6th in 2015.
Yep, eight years ago in Houston, Texas.
This is 8 years ago. He said he was been missing. And then last Wednesday, he appeared. Right, searchers went go looking for him. He appeared. He was in front of a hospital sweeping.
Well, they had stopped looking for him. Everyone basically at this point, they kind of assume he's dead.
That he was dead, yes.
But it looks as if he was... Perhaps it was a worse fate that he was living with.
Because now we're finding out that, yes, he was quote unquote missing for 8 years, but it claimed that now he was actually at home with his mother, possibly getting abused, sleeping in the same bed with her, being forced to be kept inside, being told to give people a fake name, while the mother went ahead and did things like did a GoFundMe about help me look for my son, help me do these various things. Right now, we're seeing what claims of this are real and what are fake, because a couple of, let's just call them independent researchers, got involved in the middle of the story, because we know that Rudy Farias wasn't missing because he voted three times. We know that he voted. He was out.
And he was able to speak with neighbors. But again, at that time,
he knew he was there.
The mom thought that it would been so long that everyone had forgot about it.
Yes.
He was forced to fulfill what she would refer to as father duties.
That's what he said. She said they treated me as daddy. Yeah.
He says that he was abused, drugged, and kept in slave-like conditions.
Given mushrooms in order to keep him confused. He was told to introduce himself as a victim. But again, these are the claims that are being made by the people that were speaking on behalf of this young man, Rudy Farias. There were several what they are labeling as activists were involved in telling this story.
I'm not questioning them. Where the fuck was the kid for eight goddamn years?
He was inside. But the thing is that exactly. Rudy Farias himself has been talking to people on YouTube and these various places. He's doing all of these things that I imagine most people are telling him to not do. Where they
I think
are,
he's extremely fucked in the head right now.
Yes, we have no idea what's going on with this young man, but he is saying, he's rolling it all back. He's now saying that the abuse didn't happen, that the drugs didn't happen, that all these kinds of things. So I don't know what's happening. There's a lot of confusion.
Of shame goes with being abused.
Utterly. I feel like Rudy Farias is just, he is traumatized and something is not adding up. And we have to figure out what the H-E-double-hop-hockey sticks. We don't.
No, we're not going to do
that. We're not going to do that. But someone else will.
Quinnell X, a Houston activist, they say no child should be treated like that by his own mother.
But no one knows how Quinnell knows what they know. And then it's all about whatever the hell this mother did, which is, it's very, very confusing.
Janie Santana is the name of the mother. And, yeah, that is real nasty stuff.
Because she acted like, that's the thing, is that she wrote on Facebook, it's him, it's our Rudy, he's been found and he's alive and in the hospital right now. She is acting as if he was missing as well. She's doing that. She's just lying. She's just lying. No one really knows what the fuck the truth is. It's very complicated.
I'm assuming that he was just violently abused for 8 years and forced to have sex with his mother.
I mean, I hope not. I hope that it was just them eating ice cream and playing, doing puzzles. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe
that
some,
was...
some of the father issues are really just more like maybe he was helping her pay taxes.
Maybe
he was cleaning the gutters out. In the right way, not the dirty, nasty way. I don't know.
Maybe one of the problems there. Either way, she's guilty of fraud.
But the dude was the young
because,
man.
Because, of course, when you have a GoFundMe for someone that's missing and you know for a fact that they're not missing, then that would be fraudulent.
But the poor young man also saw his brother die in front of his own eyes. And also his father was a police officer that was investigated in an internal affairs ticket rigging investigation. His name was Rudolph Farias III. He shot himself in the mouth while in a police vehicle while still in uniform the day he was asked to turn his badge in. So this poor young man
I'm getting too old for this shit.
He is really, this poor dude did not have a fair go at it.
Yeah, well, they say he was never missing over those 8 years.
We'll find out what the hell happens. That's another depressing story.
That is a depressing story.
It is interesting, though. And there's another story depressing.
Well, this is what Farias said. He said he was brainwashed into leaving after his mother told him he would be arrested because his mom said, "Oh, you'll be arrested if you go outside."
But he's dialing it all. He's pulling everything back on YouTube.
He's a victim.
Of course,
so
I feel that he's just very confused. I don't know. Yes. We just don't know what the hell's going on.
You can't really you can't even take his word for it. Right? He needs to be deprogrammed. And honestly,
they don't do that anymore. They did it to Allison Mack.
I mean, he needs to go through. Hundreds of hours of therapy.
It's kind of crazy. You're really not. You can't do deprogramming, I think, anymore. I think that technically it's like illegal. Like you have to hide it.
Whatever it would be called. He needs to go through therapy.
We should run a deprogramming.
Out of it.
Yeah. Called snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
Yeah. And then what we do is we make you. First of all, we teach you how to eat whale style. Really relax into it. Brendan, on this next take, could you take that whole piece of chicken, put it in your mouth, and then pull it out like you're Heathcliff?
Yeah, I think I can, Darren.
He's going to win an Oscar for it.
He already did.
I know.
He already did. And guess what, man? Ooh. God bless the Oscars. And God bless show business. What a fair, what a wonderful industry. The head of WGA, the head of the guys negotiating against the WGA, they said that they're going to let the strike go until all of the writers are fully evicted from their apartments.
That's fantastic.
What a great industry.
It's almost like they're killing the writers off because they actually don't want them to be there because big tech is taking their jabs. Either way, we will, the Rudy Feria story, I'm sure.
We'll update that. We're going to get into that. It's just one of those. It's on my true crime radar.
You know what? Speaking of true crime radars, you know who else is on my true crime radar? Mandy Moore.
Why, just because you want to see her in a police uniform? I'm kind of hot.
Yeah, it would be hot. Mandy Moore. There was a thief outside of her Los Angeles home.
Stop, thief.
And you know what she did?
What?
She said, don't do that.
You stop it now.
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. Okay? And I won't show my belly button ever again unless you stop being a thief.
Mandy Moore caught an alleged thief on camera outside of her home.
I see what you did. I'm Mandy Moore. And I'm the sexiest, dumbest woman in the world.
All right. Well, she's 38 now, and she's the star of This Is Us.
I'm sorry. I think she's nice. So she seems fine.
She does seem fine. And she says, people are the worst. And then
Peppa?
People
are the worst.
People are the worst. She's not Casey Anthony.
I know. I'm sorry.
You know, she's being
unfair.
You are being unfair to her.
I think Mandy Moore, honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't have an animosity towards Mandy Moore. I think she's perfectly medium. I mean, she's the ultimate medium, like she's like a medium person.
I mean, I feel like she was probably put through the ringer of Hollywood at a far too young age. And the fact that she's doing well is great.
She did a Stern interview that was very interesting.
She sung a song called Candy.
Which she wasn't very good as a singer. I didn't like her as a singer. And I'm not really so much into her as an actor, but I think she's fine as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She looks like she's busting crime.
Well, which is kind of fun. Now that I kind of fully read it, she just kind of saw it happen.
Yeah, she just saw it and did nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah, she's not on any true crime. She literally did nothing. She didn't do nothing. She did the version of, she did basically the true crime version of Twitter activism.
No, but she saw it. She saw it happening.
And then she told People Magazine, but didn't stop it.
I do think she stopped it because I think she was like, I'm Mandy Moore.
What, zip ties?
No, I don't know.
Did she tase this guy?
I actually don't know.
Did she go like, hey, you take this shit over to X-Tina's house.
Yeah,
She's got the good stuff. Because X-Tina, you know for a fact she's got like...
I don't know who X-Tina is.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, why did they call her X-Tina?
Because she's fine.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera. And she does this thing, because I had my high school girlfriend, she had these columns. It was like, I thought it was super fancy. I didn't know now it was actually very trashy, but I thought it was very fancy, where it's like you looked and it was these big white columns inside her home that had fiber optics to it and they would sparkle and stuff. Very Florida.
Sure.
And I think that that's probably what X-Tina has in her home.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think I could see X-Tina. She's got a good nipple rings.
Yes.
Big voice. But I think too much. Well, she's too much with the trills. And you know what I mean?
It reminds me with Rudy Ferry's Stockholm Syndrome, also with The Whale. You know, I don't like this so much with Brendan Fraser because Hollywood.
I love Brendan Fraser.
First of all, they molested him.
He did.
Second of all, then they threw him away.
They did.
And then still, Hollywood has such a pull. He was crying when he won the Oscar.
Because it's incredible.
It doesn't matter.
You get all the baskets.
It doesn't matter. You have to pay for the goddamn
thing. All of the funny people. Everyone's just been like, oh, Brendan Fraser. Whoa, you see in there. You see Steve Martin. He's got a quip to say.
You know, there's nothing really sadder. Oh, I was in the office of somebody who happened to have an Oscar.
What?
And
they allowed you in?
Yeah, it was so weird. I don't think they knew who I was.
Hmm.
And then they're just like, this is my Oscar.
It's cool.
It's not.
I mean... You got to do the thing. You got to do what all the cheeky celebrities do where the Oscar goes in the bathroom. And they're like, I don't even care about it. It's like, I don't even care about it.
Well,
and
that's even worse. Our Webby is in Marcus's office in the prime location so everyone can see that
if
spray.
If I win an Oscar, I'm keeping it in my car. I'm going to drive around and just show. Like, yell. If I'm in traffic and shit, I'm just going to like, ah!
Oscar winner Henry Zebrowski.
Live from your grave.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Well, anyway, did you see this story? Because I'm also going to be in Las Vegas coming up.
See, this is called good plugs. This is how you get people energized.
Do you see this story about this naked dude? I sent you this article. So this guy was butt-ass naked, right? Because that's what you do. Then he ran into a casino, jumped on one of the poker tables, and then he continued to take off his clothes.
Hey, man,
and
that was fun.
Yeah, he was giant.
That's better than what fucking happened at Caesars this weekend.
What happened there?
You see, they avoided a big shoot.
No, another mass fucking shooter. One?
They got to him. This is how intense his security has gotten. They got to him the second.
Whatever it takes.
Which is very important. They got to him the second. He busted out his own window. So this is in Caesar's Palace.
Get the fuck out of here.
He threw a chair through a window on the top floor. If you take a look at pictures of him, do you remember the guy that was the guitar player from Cheap Trick with the little hat?
Oh, yes. Now I do.
He looked like that guy.
Huh.
Where he's like tall guy, cargo shorts,
I can't tell you a Cheap Trick song, but I know that guy.
I know that guy. That's it. And then he threw it, but he had a gun, but they stopped him before he started shooting people.
God dang. Yeah, you have to stop it. Fucking assholes. Do not ruin Las Vegas.
Do not. But again, it shows they are. Just remember, though, that's another important thing to remember,
scary.
Though. On the opposite side, when you're in Vegas, you are on camera. You are
beyond on camera.
Every inch of that entire city, well, at least the strip, you're on camera. They have your biometrics.
Yeah.
They have your face breakdowns because you know they do that, right? If you're banned from a casino,
they know.
You know they will get you within minutes of
trust
you entering
the casino. I've hung out with some people that were banned in casinos.
Yeah.
And sometimes
and that's what I do. I'd be like, take him, officer. I want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, right.
You take him. I hate this man.
Well,
I can't believe what you do, sir.
So anyway, this guy did almost definitely more innocent crime than that person.
This is just naked on top of pool tables or and poker tables. That's fine.
Yeah, he was
a Vegas crime.
He was gyrating on top of a poker table.
Technically, was he up or was he down?
I think that he was just gyrating, maybe side to side. Brian Danielsick, he was jailed on 5 counts of indecent exposure and one count of battery and disorderly conduct.
I guess the idea of it's definitely disorderly conduct.
He was at the Flamingo dancing, of course.
But yeah, of course. If you're going to be anywhere, be at the Flamingo for that.
Yeah, that does check out, actually. But interestingly enough, it was only 11:30 at night. So he must have had a day.
Early. He got started early, yeah.
Yeah, because I figured this would be a 3 a.m. move.
Yeah.
He was, the man.
Ooh, man, yeah. He should have had something to eat.
Oh, yeah. He also, and then he did attack a man.
Yeah. I mean, these are the crimes.
Yeah, that's
these are
the
all
crime.
Crimes. Yeah, obviously. But again, it's not a mass shooting. Wow. Anything's better than a mass shooting.
So now I get it. So he was at the Flamingo. This is where he assaulted a man. And then he ran away. He was wearing sweatpants. He had a brown hair and a beard, and that was it. Then he No shirt.
Okay, so then, he thought a disguise would be to be completely naked.
20 minutes later, he showed up at Harrah's. But without the sweatpants. And then he climbed.
No one will recognize me. He's like the new Clark Kent.
Yes. And then he climbed on the poker table. Mm-hmm. And then he was naked. Mm-hmm. And then he flaunted his genitals.
Oh, flaunted. And then here you go. Here's the ball. Here's the dick.
He flipped around and showed his backside before 3 security guards pulled him down.
God bless.
What
are you going to do with this guy?
This is going to be,
what do you even do with this guy?
If I could be a fly on a wall in one courtroom, it's the Las Vegas just the morning, the 8 a.m. call.
Because you know what it is? It's because then the booze wears off.
Oh, the guy.
You're hungover.
Oh, my God.
You're in the jail.
You smell.
And you're just like.
Sweaty.
Hey, officer. Hey, how do I say? Can I get a universal mulligan? Is there any way for me to sort of rethink everything I've ever done? And you have to sit and deal with the
you
police
do.
Officer because that's hard.
It
I know,
is.
Yeah. Because they go, I just normal Vegas. I wake up feeling guilty.
Absolutely, you
know, just being like having an innocent.
It could have been a
Vegas.
Great night, totally peaceful with friends, and you're still like, "What happened?"
What
but then everyone
do?
Was fine. So interestingly enough. He took his, so the police are reviewing this, right? So he took his pants off at the Link Hotel, and that's where Guy Fieri's restaurant is.
Ah, wow.
Isn't that something?
Another connection.
Yes, and then police say he appeared to be in an altered mental state.
Yeah.
But was cooperative. And then
because you know that. Have you ever seen Cops in Vegas? The show Cops in, when they used to do Vegas? And
there's only Reno 911.
What's really fun is to see a guy who is being totally out of pocket, and then the cops come and just be like, officers, I just have to say, this is on me. You know, like a guy who's been like screaming and running up and down the strip, and then they get to him and he's like zip tied with his face against the pavement, just being like, I just want to say, first of all, I'm sorry for ruining your night. I didn't mean to kind of make you come out here in the middle of the strip. I know it's busy. The traffic has got to be terrible getting out here. And it's just like them lifting him up hog tied with his ankles to his, just being like, I have misthought all of this. I've heard that other man say, can I also ask for a universal mulligan?
He definitely had a time. So the longer the investigation went on, cops say he still didn't recall the encounter, but was slightly more lucid. So
I can't help to tell you, that doesn't sound like me.
He actually did post bond and now is scheduled back in court August 17th.
Yeah, I think this guy will probably be one of those. He might have a sense of kind of like, how do you put it? He might understand that it's an issue. He might look at his substance intake. And think about this. Think about, like, what are the steps that took me to get here? I remember when we had a couple, there was a person that had a full sort of a drunken meltdown on one of our shows. And then I remember getting a message later on being like, thank you. That night was my rock bottom.
Right.
Thank you for allowing me to have that. And so I feel like maybe that could happen with him because this is a pretty good rock bottom.
It was a great rock.
It's very good because it's kind of
fun. Why'd you stop drinking? Well, let me tell you.
And then everyone's been like, that's incredible. I wish you'd drink again.
Right. Well, I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, because it's fun for everybody else.
Yeah, that's him there.
Ooh, yeah, he looks lit. Yeah. That looks like a guy that definitely, I think we work with that guy on at Twitch.
He does look
he looks
just
like
every other guy.
That's a man I've seen before, yeah. That's a man I've seen before,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just happy he didn't storm the Capitol. It's better to do.
No, this is not political, Kissel.
No, it's not political.
This is about exuberance unchained. And sometimes exuberance, as we've learned, can be criminal.
And to be honest with you, we're sitting there, we're playing video roulette.
Oh, yeah.
And we see a guy butt-ass naked on the poker table. Welcome to Vegas.
I mean, I'll be like, that's it right there.
That's a commercial.
That's what you wanted. Oh, yeah. But what it shows, unfortunately, the ultimate lie, because what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas.
Well, he might have to now because he's going to be incarcerated.
He'll be incarcerated. He might have to be there for trial.
Probably not.
I wonder where he's from.
You know, the nice thing is no children around whatsoever.
That's the idea.
That's huge.
It is just normal public nudity. He did assault the other man. But assault has got a lot of different flavors.
It does. And also,
so who knows? He could have grabbed a tie. He could have thrown a water bottle. He could have, who knows? Because it goes all the way from beating a man, like beating somebody to within an inch of their life,
what
to
a
like
day.
You grab somebody by the lapels of their dealer shirt.
What a day.
And you could already see this guy coming. If he's just in soft pants and no shirt, you know that this has been a long day to begin with.
Yeah, apparently, police were worried about another mass shooting, so they were a little bit late to the scene, perhaps.
I do think that there's a lot going on in that city, and that's
Feel bad for the guy who had the royal flush, and then all of a sudden a butt-naked guy comes up there. And be like,
can you imagine?
Do they still count? Do the cards still count? They probably don't.
Bring that guy back here. He's my lucky charm.
Also, I've watched a whole video on these casinos cheating.
Oh, yeah, dude. They come for you. They always win, buddy. Don't you worry.
I know.
They always win. I want to do this little, before we get to the actual hero of the week, this was proposed as one of our heroes of the week, but I think that this man might be completely, absolutely batshit insane. Mm-hmm. I know that he was interviewed on an episode of The Brighter Side, coincidentally. It's a man by the name of Joey Henney, who has what he calls Wally, his emotional support alligator. Now, what he says is that, straight up, this alligator born different. It born different. It just don't bite. This is his whole thing. He says, the alligator don't bite.
I mean, it will.
Now, look at this. I'm going to show you a little bite. Bit of evidence of what he's talking about. So Wally, the emotional support alligator, he seems lovely. But this is the thing, is that Joey's sleeping with Wally in his bed. He's hanging out. Now, look at this. Here's just a little bit of an example. Here's a little picture of, you see, Wally's talking about how, you know, here's Joey saying, Wally different. He's just sticking his hand right in his fucking mouth. For some reason, he's just doing this.
Well, to prove he doesn't bite.
In this bit, he's talking about how his jaws have 3,000 PSI per inch pressure squeeze.
Yeah.
He's just slapping it on his head, and you think it's fine. It sleeps in his body. It goes in his house, right? He's just there, just in his house. It's a giant
alligator. Bigger than I thought it would be.
He's sleeping in his tub. He says he feeds a chicken. And now here's video of Wally. He's sleeping on his chest like it's Carmelita. Here's a picture, and here's a little video of Wally being introduced to a bunch of children in a pool where they're all just swimming with this fucking alligator and just hanging out with this fucking thing. They have no idea how this literal dinosaur's mind works. They don't know what this thing is thinking. Well, they're all
over
it.
Now that I see it, I actually approve of it.
They are, look at that. You mean to tell me that this is going to be sustainable? Them all hug. They are kissing the alligator.
To be honest with you, the alligator might be special needs.
It really could be.
And what's wrong with that?
It's just, it is on its back. Oh, it loves its belly rubs? I feel that this is
not touching its genitals.
I don't know where its belly. Pussy is. I'm just saying, it is right next to these kids that look so, because you know what?
That's tiny.
I don't think kids look like food until you put them next to an alligator. And because they are food.
The goal is to keep the alligator so well fed, he doesn't want to eat all the kids.
But I feel like then they are literally playing with its nose and sticking their hands inside of its fucking mouth.
Be careful.
I feel that this is a massive accident.
Waiting to happen,
Eddie was talking about when he interviewed him, which is like, he said he was really friendly and it was amazing, but he was like, that alligator is just a fucking, it's basically a Bichon Frise. It is basically.
What does that mean?
Like, it's a lap dog. He's just hanging out with his alligator, petting it, hanging out all day, just like casually. And again, it's fine. I'd like to see some documentation to find out that it has some kind of brain injury to see whether that is indeed real.
Because, it might.
Oh, man. But it's this man's whole life. Like, Joey Henning is like deeply emotionally attached to this alligator, which I do. I mean, I appreciate.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this thing's going to do. I think it's going to bite his fucking dick off.
I think at some point it will. I'm not sure if it's going to get any bigger. If it stays that same size, I suppose
it's
could be okay.
It's 7 years old, so at this point it is at full size.
I think it's special needs.
Oh, yeah.
It's tiny.
It's very
tiny. Aren't they bigger than that usually?
I don't know. But I'm just wondering, because it's just it's the idea of being so sure he don't buy it. That's like how you know he bites. Because look what happened to fucking, which one, Siegfried or Roy?
One of them.
Remember, so those were their family. Those tigers were their fucking family.
Well, but he pissed them off on stage. There's a whole expose.
Yeah, I remember we showed it on the stream.
It was an artistic dispute between the tiger. The tiger is like, I don't like this part of the show. And he really fucked it up. I mean, at the end of the day, again, we must respect nature.
We should. You don't know what goes on in the center of these animals' minds.
Just give that one guy who's stripped naked at the poker table a show. Why not? I'd watch that.
Hey, man, I like his energy.
Yeah.
Except for the assault. But again, I want to see what happened.
Well, we don't even know. Who knows what happened there? Let's see here. All right. So there was a dude.
I think we're ready for some hero, but bro. This is our time for hero
this
of the week.
This is it. Yeah. A freight train driver took a break from his work in a locomotive to play the part of rescuer for a little lost pug. Indeed, this little lost
pug.
Wait
a second. Is this a human?
It's a human, yeah.
Is this allowed?
Oh, kind of. Well,
are you allowed to have a human hero?
Yeah. Poppy the pug. He became frightened by a speeding car. And then this guy, he's a 60-year-old dude, and he said, whoa, that's a pug. And then he found him, and he...
I just don't understand. So what was he doing what was the pug doing?
Well, he said...
He was on a train. He's a trained conductor.
He does something with trains. His name is Michael Jones. And
so you want this guy, instead of the Iowa man who calls, whose collection of 70,000 pencils is being evaluated as possibly a world record?
How is that heroic?
Because
he just hoarded a bunch of pencils.
He almost has a world record of pencils.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a hero.
No, it's a hoarder.
No, it's a pencil collector.
Is that hoarder of the week?
That's a pencil-based hero.
Oh, God. I would.
He's making a world record for the number of pencils.
Possible.
His name's Aaron Bartholomew.
Also, just get more pencils and then, ooh, you have the record. I'll get you fucking 100 pencils right now.
He's saying right here that I don't think that that's fucking physically possible. He claims to own more than 70,000 pencils. That's substantially more than the Guinness World Record for the current pencil collection. That's a whole collection, Kissel, already. And it's a whole other record. It's big. The other one was 24,000 pencils held by the cuck Amelia Arenas from Uruguay. What a pussy.
His name was Cuckamira.
No, I called him a cuck. A pencil cuck.
Well,
because
that
guess
is true.
What? He didn't fucking have any winner. That's not even half.
It was
the amount of pencils that the other guy has. Aaron Bartholomew, he fucking collected 70,000
pencils. Yeah, but you
pencils.
Just buy pencils.
No,
it's not
dude,
a
you
hero-
collect them.
Yeah, but it's not.
You fucking collect them, bro.
I don't understand it.
Because you don't get fucking anything, dude.
It was
Aaron Bartholomew.
Bartholomew is
the man
who made up his own last name.
That man managed to have the patience and the presence of
no,
fucking
mind. No, he doesn't. He doesn't do anything.
To have 70,000 pencils.
It doesn't. We can all do that.
I don't know. We can actually
do that.
I don't think anyone
it
can.
It would probably cost $100,000. And we could get 100,000 pencils.
I don't know, but
a
last week, two counters from the American Pencil Collector Society,
oh my God.
They went to the Colfax Historical Society to count Bartholomew's pencils. All right, worst name I've ever heard, Bartholomew. His name is spelled Bartholomew. So Bartholomew's pencils. now, but the thing is, when they counted these pencils, but I guess he's got to wait to see if the count is approved by Guinness, which estimated the review process. It could take up to 3 months. I don't know
if we need these world records anymore.
No,
Poppy the Pug.
70,000 pencils. It's going to take fucking 3 months for them to fucking process all this mind-blowing shit, dude.
Buddy, why do you think our voting system is so fucked up?
Hanging chads. Suicidal chads.
Poppy the Pug. So he was reunited with his 60-year-old owners, Don and Ian Bain.
Or was was Poppy the Pug trying to get out of his house like Ruben Farias was?
No. They were searching for him all night long.
Do we know if the Pug was serving daddy duties as well? Or?
No. And then Michael Jones, who was driving, he saw a flash of red. That was Poppy's harness. And then he said, oh, my God, that little thing has gone into the bushes. And then he said, all of a sudden, there was this tiny little face just looking back at me.
So he stopped the train?
Yeah. No,
how
I think it was a car.
How did he see the pug from the train?
I think it was a car or something. And then he said she was trembling and looking down at the ground. He stopped the train and leapt out of the cabin to collect the tiny dog.
He stopped the train.
Inside
the whole
locomotive.
So he didn't save the dog. The dog was just on the next of the train tracks.
Inside the locomotive, he called ahead to the next crossing at Oakham. And he said that I found a lost dog.
This man collected 70,000 pencils. What if all of these pencils were getting raped in a home somewhere?
And then
he would be a hero then, wouldn't he?
You know what he fed the pug?
What?
Water and crumpets. And then Mrs. Bain.
Rob, you're right. He's squinching his face. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Crumpets?
Mrs. Bain.
So this dog's been missing for this long, and it's like, what's going to get crumpets?
It's been missing for a night. Mrs. Bain arrived at Oakham Crossing to ask the employee if they've seen a dog. Sure enough, the worker replied that he's in this, the worker in the box replied that not only had one been found, but he got it.
I feel... That maybe
12 hours of searching.
I feel that they stop the trains and that the things that the when you stop the train, repercussions.
Well,
just rolling back a domino effect of repercussions if you stop a train.
No.
Yes, because it's on a deep schedule. It's a really intense schedule. It's trains. Everything's backed up against each other. So then he stopped an entire train line. Again, I like that he saved the dog, but he's stopped an entire train line to maybe because what if he went over there and it turned out to be a fucking like. Chipmunk.
So
you're from a train. How can you even see a pug from a train?
Well, that's why he's a train conductor. Good eyes. So they searched for 12 hours, and then Mrs. Bain says, in comes this train with this beautiful man on with Poppy,
It is I, Mrs. Bean. I will search for Poppy the Pug, and when I find her, then you will have permission to die.
With Poppy on his knee, she said, I cried massively, and he cried. And now, you'll be happy to know Poppy was unharmed and was recovering from the shock with his home companion, Tinker.
So my thing is, and again, but what about the guy who lost his job because he was on that train and he had to get to the fucking job interview?
No,
he had to make that big. He's going down there. She's trying to get Caroline before she goes on that plane to Budapest to be with that rich man. He's going to get to that airport and he's going to show her, hey, you got to be with me, girl. What about that guy who's now fucking committing suicide somewhere? He didn't make it. He didn't get there. Now that guy's fucking, so that pug cost a life.
No. The Bain family, they said, wow, thank God for Mr. Jones, because we were never going to look at the tracks because we didn't think that he would go around the tracks.
I swear, I will make the city burn unless we find Poppy the Pug. And then I will kill the Batman.
No, he's a hero. Why would he kill the Batman? He's
not him. I'm talking about Mrs. Bain.
Oh, Mrs. Bain. I see you're doing Bain. I get what you're doing there.
Tom Hardy for a whole fucking like half a decade.
He did great.
He never said words.
No, not in all of his films.
He just goes like Mad Max. That's my impression of him, Mad Max. And when he was in Bain.
I did like that movie.
I loved Mad Max.
Yeah. And he was a good Bain.
He was fine. Bad movie, but good Bain.
You didn't like the movie?
Hate that movie.
What?
They should have made someone else be the Joker, because it was supposed to be the Joker that was inside a bunch of different shit. There was no continuity from the last film. It was all over the goddamn place.
You didn't like Heath Ledger's Joker?
They should have replaced Heath Ledger with another Joker for the third film, because the third film hinged upon Joker being in jail. The entire thing was ruined. I do understand why we're holding the memory of Heath Ledger.
I don't want to talk about this.
You started it with me.
The Christopher Nolan Batmans are some of the best.
Someone bring me my fried chicken.
They're some of the best Batmans. That's just amazing. Why don't you just do little emails?
I want to chomp on the bones.
why don't you just read your little emails there? Please. You're just offensive today. I don't even know what happened to you.
I'm going
to
read these emails and then you'll
I think Carmelita's polluting your mind. I don't even know what you guys are doing.
What do you mean Carmelita's polluting
I don't know.
My
You've
mind.
Been different ever since you got her. Now,
what do you mean I'm different?
I don't know. I think that she's teaching you some hard lessons or something.
What do you think? Am I different? Rob doesn't think I'm different. And he listens hard. He's closer than you.
He's lived here for a week.
But he's listened to us for so long. Right? I think I'm more concentrated. Like, I'm becoming more me than ever. Well, here we go. Here's a letter.
Let's dilute a little bit.
I ain't no concentrate. Right, here we go. Here's a little, it's an email about pig cum. Now, I'm sure a fan with more hands-on experience, because this is in reference, remember, to the woman who injured her hands and she couldn't get the pig cum anymore.
Yes.
All right. I have some vague idea of how taxing semen extraction from boars can really be, which really I can imagine.
I completely believe it.
I'm a pre-veterinary undergrad, and my advisor specialized in swine production. In many of her animal sciences lectures, she has covered the broad strokes of artificial insemination procedures for a variety of species. But she always spent a little more time talking about pigs. Boars, for real. They ejaculate for up to 10 minutes. God damn. Who's got that time?
I honestly wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want it.
No.
Getting animals of that size and intelligence, pigs are far too smart for eating, in my opinion. That's according to this writer.
I agree, actually.
Yes? To mount a dummy and provide a full sample is a physically challenging tasks. They have copious amounts of bacteria-laden pre-cum that can contaminate samples and may spontaneously...
the pre-cum is not good cum. No. You don't want the pre-cum.
You gotta get it out.
So you gotta get past the pre-cum.
So I think that what you gotta do is you gotta get that boar in some sweatpants and you just gotta sit on his lap. And that's how you get the first load out, right? And it can contaminate the samples and may spontaneously decide to fight the process and wile out on the manager. So you can definitely, while you're trying to, so the pork be like, I'm coming anywhere.
I'm going nuts. Yeah, I'm a pig. Yeah.
It's really, really intense. this is really, really intense.
It's a long email.
Well, it is do you understand why pig semen is better collected by hand? This is why.
Yeah, why?
To put it bluntly, I do commission art, usually of the pornographic variety, and more than once I have been requested pieces that fill me with the disgust in myself and society as a whole. However, I will still do it, as the amount of money these subhumans are willing to pay is ungodly, as it has paid off a significant portion of my student
loans. Are we still talking about pig cum?
Yep. Anyway, one such involved commission involved a woman being intimate with a swine and her dealing with the aftermath of such copulation. There's a painting. The painting. I'll explain what that means later. While a farmer looks on and appreciates the so-called art in front of him while providing a play to play for the reader, as a city boy with a degree in film, I had no fucking idea how a pig comes, nor did I have an interest in learning until I saw what he was willing to pay me.
Okay.
Right? To understand why it's more straightforward to hand collect pig semen, it is crucial to know how pigs come, which is a four-step process that takes anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. Step one begins with a mixture of pre-cum, and you gotta put the gel and dead sperm cells that erupt from the tip of their corkscrew-like penis. They're usually heavily contaminated with bacteria and unstable, not collected. Stage two is when the sperm collection begins. Since this phase is the richest in sperm and comes out as an easily managed 50 milliliters in volume, or about 10 tablespoons. That's good. Okay. Cool. And then there's stage three, when the cum begins to become grayish, as it contains the most miniature sperm cells, and as it comes out in a more significant quantity, usually 80 milliliters, or about 16 tablespoons.
So that's kind of good, but not great.
26 tablespoons. And at that point, the collecting is done as stage four is a nightmare, because it is very, very thick. It's just, God bless the farmer.
God bless the American farmer.
I think I do have another. I think we've reached time. I have other stories. Next week I'll do something scary. I did get more of an illustrative of like why Alice and Mac might have been released early and why she got the time that she did. Is that she was only sentenced for 7. She did do her prescribed time, but also she got him going down. They whittled it down to 3, and now she is in a deprogramming type situation.
All right. Well, there you go, everyone.
Hey, man, that's why every day I live knowing if I had to jerk off a fucking pig for 10 minutes, I know I can do it because I do hand exercises.
That's good. Right?
I squeeze. I got a really good little grip. Yeah. And I think what's nice about having little hands is that I have less musculature and with the side of my hands. It allows them to tire less
softer,
easily.
Yeah.
And I can grip, but I know it's more just about pinning the bore up against his little mannequin and as he comes inside of it.
Right? I have fun with that.
And then you're going to laugh yourself to the goddamn bank, right? Because you just got yourself about $300 worth of big gum.
Oh my God, at least.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, and everyone's talking about how smelly all the pre-cum is, right? And how bad it is, bacteria-laid, how much goops and shoots and how much fights and struggles get in there. But you're going to love taking it all the way to the market, making that money. Know for a fact that you just helped. You know what? You made a pig smile. And isn't that nice? And that's what I think about
it.
Oh, yes. And that's what we have to be thankful for every woman that's ever been in our lives, Kissel.
Now, I know
because
that.
Because some woman has decided to let a long pig smile.
There you go, everyone. Well, thank you so much.
Really
and
great
thank
stuff
you
today.
For the farmer. And great job writing that email there. All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening.
A shout out. All right. November 4th at the Palace in Los Angeles. Last Podcast on the Left Live. We'll be doing our last ever show on our Mamma Mia Here We Go Again tour that will be happening. And that's going to be live streamed. We're going to be posting more information as we get closer to that. Here's also an announcement of our July 29th subathon. It is LPN TV presents Grindhouse, which is us doing our spoof of the 2000 era show, The Grind. And MTV, you're going to see a lot of big, thick bodies dancing. You're going to see a lot of new shows that we're developing for Twitch, and we can't wait to show you July 29th, 10 to 10-ish.
Absolutely. This weekend, I'll see you in San Fran at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Ooh,
thanks to everyone who came out to
sound like it was a good show.
Yeah, thanks for everyone who came out to the Mike Trump Comedy Club in San Diego, and of course to Atlanta, the people that came out and supported Henry Zebrowski. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks for everything, y'all. Okay, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Look at this legend. Eat that chicken.
Could you bring me my chicken, please? I'm going to panic. Right. I need my chicken.
Oh. That's an Oscar.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.